Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Robert Stevens is our guest. I'm excited about getting him on the show for the first time. He's the guy who founded the organization called the Geek Squad. Many of you may be familiar with that. I'm going to let him tell us exactly what it is. But he's one of those geeks. He's one of those guys that understands how to use all this technology. He's the kind of guy that in literally seconds, he can stop our VCR from flashing 12, 12, 12. Robert Stevens, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm the kind of guy who can't go to a family picnic without getting accosted by all my family members for tech support.
See, it used to be the doctors and the lawyers, right?
Oh, yeah. Before, you'd show them your sore tooth. Now you show them your sore computer.
Yeah. Times have changed. The 21st century is a new world, isn't it, Robert?
Oh, that's right. I mean, that's why this holiday season, you know, I think we predict people are going to spend over a billion hours setting up their PCs.
Wow. So people are going to be getting, but you know, 10 years ago, Robert, the thing that they got was a PC. Maybe grandma got a VCR for the first time or something like that. But mostly we were all out there, you know, loading the PCs out of our cars and setting those up. But today, a computer doesn't necessarily have a screen and a monitor and a keyboard, does it?
Oh, that's right. And you know, the setup's a lot easier. The funny thing is 10, 15 years ago, if you set up a computer, you kind of had to know how to program a computer. And so if you knew how to do that, you could usually solve most of the problems that you encountered. Mm-hmm. Now, it's funny, the easier computers get to use, the harder it is to solve a problem when you do have one.
Well, the thing about it, you know, back in the old days, 8 years ago, you turned your computer on and basically loaded a couple of pieces of software, and that was about all you had to know because it wasn't that much. The problem today is it's not that technology is that much more complicated than it was 10 years ago. It's just that our technology will do so many other things now for us, and we got to learn all those different applications. That seems to me to be where the problem is.
Yeah, well, with that freedom comes all that choice.
Yeah.
You know, it does raise some complexity, but, you know, I think what's changed is people are buying computers now to do, like, digital imaging, taking pictures, sharing memories, rather than, you know, just email. And there's so many different things you can do.
Right. No question about it. Let's talk about some of the likely. By the way, before we go any further, tell the audience what the Geek Squad is and how you guys operate. What's your business model?
Well, the Geek Squad's our business model is problem solving without a social life. We're a 24-hour computer support task force. For over 10 years, we've been making house calls in people's homes. Now, Geek Squad is nationwide in the U.S. and Canada, and we partnered up a couple years ago at Best Buy, and so we operate out of those stores too. But we also make house calls. You can bring your computer to us, or we have, you know, phone support. The cool thing is it doesn't matter where you buy it, we will support it. So instead of having to call five or six companies for help, you can just make one call at 1-800-GEEK-SQUAD.
1-800-GEEK-SQUAD, and that's, you got about 7,000 guys out there, guys and gals out there helping folks, don't you?
That's right, and the combination of you know, bringing it in for carry-in support or house calls, we have over 800 Geekmobiles nationwide. We even have a Geekmobile in Anchorage, Alaska.
What about, how many ladies are in your group?
Oh, hundreds.
Yeah. Now, are they called geeks or geekettes?
No. Well, you know, geeks usually don't even think of the concept of gender. So,
oh, okay.
You know,
so geek is new to gender. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. We're all agents of the Geek Squad.
That's a puzzle we've all wondered about around here. Okay. What are some of the new technology that we're likely to get this year over the holidays?
Well, the technology you'd like to get over the holidays, obviously, is not going to be bleeding edge. The most popular stuff is like digital imaging, I think, this year. And MP3 players are really popular.
Right.
Part of that's just because there's so much content and so many song services that are out there.
Right. Now let me ask you.
One of my favorite cutting edge gadgets is called the. It's called the Linksys Media Adapter.
Right.
What it allows you to do is if you have your music collection on your computer in your house somewhere, this box plugs in across the room or across the house to your stereo with an antenna on it, and allows you to play the music on your computer on your stereo in any room you want.
So it's and I have a Linksys wireless router in my office and in my home to allow me to be wireless in those two locations. And so the same company allows my computer, the file stored on my computer, to play wirelessly, connect wirelessly to my stereo system.
That's right. And some of these devices, if you have a TV, also allow you to display the photos on your computer.
Wow.
Any TV in the house. And that's nice for, obviously, slideshows or, if you're having a party, a cocktail party, and you just let it run in the background, it's really nice. So there's a lot of new things that are going to take advantage of this wireless gear that you already have.
So one of these days, people are going to show up at a house and they're going to say, friends are going to say, where's your furniture? And they're going to say, well, we had to get rid of it. We have all this technology now. What do you think?
Well, it's all individual choice. Everybody has different stuff that they like, you can choose to have it or you can choose to turn your cell phone off when you're on vacation. It's all individual choice. I think what's happening is no one person needs everything. Some people are into it for digital cameras. Some
right.
people like movie making. So the good news is you have a lot more choice than you ever did before.
Right. What about voice over IP? That's a new thing that we've talked about on the show before. This is long distance service over the internet.
Yeah, I think this is here to stay. I've used it. It works great. It's great for college kids. Traveling salespeople like it because they can go from hotel room to hotel room and bring that phone line with them. You plug in this little box into any internet connection, and you've got yourself a phone line.
Mm.
And it's the same phone number worldwide. Somebody could dial you locally.
Mm.
Yeah, I think the hardest part about it is for people to understand how amazing that is. It's almost deceiving because it's going to kind of cause us to undo decades of thinking about what a telephone line is.
Right, right. No, I remember the first time I got a portable phone where I didn't have to be connected to the, by a handset line. For the first day or two, I just stood around the base there thinking that I had to stay within 8 feet of it, So this voice over IP is going to take some getting used to. When we come back, I want you to tell us about that little box because I'm not familiar with that. I know a little bit about voice over IP, but not about how it works, how the technology works. And then we're going to also ask Robert about TiVo. How's that working these days? 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Robert Stevens. He's with the Geek Squad. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. The night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Robert Stevens is our guest and our new friend. He's the founder and the leader of the Geek Squad. He's the chief geek in charge over there at the Geek Squad. Robert, give us your website again, please.
Oh, it's at geeksquad.com.
All right. Now, when did you found your company?
Over 10 years ago in 1994.
See, what I like about your story, and you founded it with just a little bit of money in your pocket and an idea. You founded your company when other people were trying to create, they were trying to prove that the laws of economics didn't exist, and they were chasing eyeballs. And you said, and from what I know of your company, basically you said, through your behavior, you said, you know what, somebody's got to make something, somebody's got to deliver something, somebody's got to buy that. And we got to sell it to them, and so you created a service, something that people could really use. Instead of back in those days when you founded your company, everybody was saying, we just want to get eyeballs on our website. And I commend you for that, Robert.
Well, thanks. It was very tempting for many years not to want to take the quick road
right.
or the quick buck, seeing a lot of people have investors. But I also saw those companies later on falter. And get taken over by their investors, and I didn't want that. I said I'd rather have a great small company than a mediocre
yep.
huge one.
Very smart, Very smart. And that was a, you were the rare individual in those days who did that. And I congratulate you on that. We had a similar talk about those things around here back in those days. Let's just get back to this voice over IP thing. Tell us about the little box and how you plug that in to make that work.
Well, essentially what you have, voice over IP means this telephone over your internet connection.
Right.
And when you get the service, like you can go to the store and you can actually buy like Vonage as a internet in a box,
right?
Phone line in a box. It's like another modem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special kind of. It's a small black box. It plugs into your internet connection, and on the back of it is a phone jack.
Right.
And once it's plugged in and you have the account set up, you can plug in a phone line, and you obviously get very good, long distance rates. Well, what's interesting is that you can take this box with you in your suitcase,
mm-hmm.
and any internet connection in the world, you plug it in, and that phone line is right there. So if you have a local,
but you have to use it through your laptop, I guess. Right?
No, you don't. You can plug it right into an internet connection. So like most hotels now have a little internet jack.
Right.
You may have to set that up, but you know, there's ways. So in some situations, you may need to use your laptop to configure it. But
right, is there buffering?
On the road, so they have this one phone line, and you save all that money of local calls and long distance calls. And
how's the quality?
It's, you can't tell the difference. That's
uh-huh.
because they compress the audio. The human voice uses very little information in it mathematically
right.
centered over the internet. So it, unlike music, which requires a lot more information, it sounds natural and doesn't take a lot of mm-hmm. bandwidth. So they can reproduce that easily.
Might even improve my voice. Let's talk about TiVo. What's the news on TiVo? Is TiVo old news?
Well, TiVo is, I think we're just seeing the beginning of it because, you know, only so many people have that ability to, you know, record your shows, but it's more than just a digital VCR. You know, you can hook your TiVo to the internet. Again, we're going to start seeing more and more devices that take advantage of that $50 a month internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
And then the coolest thing I like about TiVo is I can access my TiVo from home. So if I'm going to be working late at the office or I'm on the road and I remember, oh, I forgot to record Game 6 of the World Series, I can log into my TiVo and tell it to record that program. So when I get home in an hour or in a day or a week, it's on there already, and that's
mm-hmm.
pretty neat. And TiVo has software that also allows it to access the photos on your computer in your house. So if you have a TiVo in the living room, it can be used to stream music or photos to your audio system.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, and if we have trouble with all this stuff, all we got to do is call the Geek Squad, and they can help us, right?
It's easier than ordering a pizza.
I like that. When I could we
be
come
on call 24 hours a day when you don't go on dates. People call us when they have a problem, or you know they may not have a problem. They just want to do something, or we even do training in the home. So you
right.
can call us. A lot of people are giving us as a gift for the holidays.
Hey,
they're getting their parents a digital camera.
Hey,
and want to get online, and they attach a Geek to that, and they call us and say, "Hi, my mom lives in Florida. I want you to go there the day after Christmas."
Wow!
Set her up because she really wants to get into online.
What a niche! What a great way to do. That's an outstanding idea, Robert.
Well, if you think about it, people want to. They don't like computers. They might not like technology, but they like.
They like what it does.
You can do with it.
They like what it does.
If they could get someone to help them
right.
with that, I think that's the catalyst.
Well, the camera, would it be safe to say that probably the thing that's going to be given more than anything this year is probably going to be a digital camera?
Digital camera or a portable music player, yep. That's,
yeah.
that's this year's kind of hot ticket. And that's not just because they're so new, but because they've been around for a while, people are feeling more comfortable with them, and they're just the cost has come down.
Right. Well, now, if we wanted your guy to bring a pizza with him when he came, would he do that?
Well, we're in the service business, and we aim to please. So
okay, so make swing
it,
by.
It may be a very expensive pizza, but
what is a typical
honored,
what is a typical cost for a session? Let's say if we went into the store,
$29, you know, via the phone, or
right.
you know, you can get RAM installed for I think $29 in the store.
Right.
Like we'll set up a wireless network in your home up to two PCs.
Right.
For you know one. $149 flat.
Wow. So what a deal.
Charge. That, you know, doesn't include the equipment, but you don't have to buy the equipment.
Robert, I got to go. I want to have you back another day, though. We'll get you back real soon.
Great.
Happy holidays. Congratulations.
Holidays to you. Thanks.
Robert Stevens, ladies and gentlemen, with the Geek Squad. That's geeksquad.com. Quick break. I'll be right back with Bill Dunkelberg.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.